Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep the job. Fields playing and playing well also makes Mike Tomlin look a lot better than if Russell Wilson were doing these things. Now, I know, like, in the debate of, like, Tomlin versus, say, Sean Payton, he'd look better, and people still seemingly respect what Sean Payton can do with quarterbacks, but you get a lot more credit if you are able to take a quarterback who has never performed well or not performed up to his draft status, and you make him into a player rather than rehabbing a player. And that would be Fields compared to Wilson. Wilson has already won a Super Bowl. Before Mike Tomlin even entered the chat, the guy has bona fides and credentials that are going to make him one of the 20 or 25 best quarterbacks of all time.
Fields, he also had 26 touchdowns and 8 picks, even though his coach didn't want him there anymore and they paid him to go away. If you just took his numbers in a vacuum and didn't tell the person whose numbers they were and what happened with the player last year, they'd say that guy had a pretty good year.
Yeah, like, I think that Tomlin's got a bit of an ego to him, to put it mildly. And I know he's always liked Fields. That's not even one thing that we can question anymore. They would have drafted him over Trevor Lawrence if they had the first pick in that draft. And I think that something that Bill Belichick wanted after Tom Brady left was to win the divorce and look better than Brady. And even though the Steelers and Tomlin and Roethlisberger did not quote-unquote divorce, I think Tomlin knows in the court of public opinion among Steelers fans, he's still trying to get out of the shadow of Roethlisberger. If he does not win at all post-Ben, it's going to be, well, Roethlisberger made Tomlin, not the other way around. If Tomlin goes out and gets to a Super Bowl or competes for one with an entirely new quarterback, his legacy as a football coach is enhanced big time by that. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at Andy Reid...
I won this way, I won that way.
Yeah, if you look at Andy Reid, it's flipped. It's like, you did pretty well with Donovan McNabb and... Alex Smith, but then you got the Maserati, and holy crap, now you're a dynasty. Proved he could win with both.
That's why Andy Reid, I think, has a chance to be the best coach ever. Literally, because he proved he was
right.
Good when
he didn't
have the most important
You know what?
Piece.
He doesn't have as many wins or Super Bowls as Belichick, but that's a pretty strong argument against Bill. Bill has a losing record without Brady
right.
as a head coach. Andy Reid was going to NFC Championship games before Patrick Mahomes was maybe even alive or was very young in diapers watching his dad play for the Pirates. So I heard that answer from Tomlin today, and I thought it did paint a clear picture on the Steelers quarterback situation. It was close beforehand. He's saying, I don't even want to discuss this because both guys aren't healthy. But I think in that answer, it's revealed that I think Fields is in a very good situation, an advantageous situation right now.
Fields controls his destiny, in my opinion.
That's a perfect way of putting it. I agree
with that. Justin Fields controls his destiny right now. Let's say he's got two more games before Wilson is healthy. He wins them both, unless he wins them like in the most backhanded, ass-backwards way possible, like turning it over and somehow just coming out on top. He's the man.
Malzi, you know who agrees with you on that?
Somebody I would otherwise not want to be agreed with. Or being agreeing with?
Dunlap?
No. No, I have a feeling I know who it is.
So it's not Colin?
No. Wait, what are you laughing about?
I don't know.
You know what's very jarring? I don't blame him for doing this over on AM. Sometimes I'll walk out in the hall on a Steelers Monday on our show when we're in a break.
And he's just talking.
And I'm hearing like through the speakers, he's just doing straight
Good
sports
for him.
Talk.
Here's Roethlisberger, your guy, on what he would do.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
Hmm. That was my next question.
I said it last week. I wouldn't. But what I saw today, I think that he has earned and deserves the right to stay there.
I have some questions about him even saying that. And I know that you go through like the Ben cynic filter.
Well, can I say something that's not cynical, that's just very straightforward before you do that part of it? I think there's one play in particular he saw Fields make where he sees himself.
The throw to Pickens.
Yeah. I think he sees himself. He gave himself
him huge praise for that
but
play.
But that's a Ben, like, I would tell you there are very few quarterbacks playing who can make that throw today.
I gotta be honest.
Ben has made throws similar to that.
And this goes beyond Pittsburgh. I've never seen a guy get credit for a play that didn't count more in my entire life. And I don't think it's wrong, but like the quarterback gurus, the people that are crunching tape, or even just like Richard Sherman retweeted it and said something about it. Now, he hates Russell Wilson, but like, he does.
Not a short list of players.
So many people are not even giving it the treatment of, well, it didn't count, so why bring it up or why reference it? There's a lot of holy smokes, look at this incredible play by Justin Fields, even though it got wiped out and it will never show up in the stats for him. Mm-hmm. The cynical thing I was going to say about Ben is we've heard him say that he was rooting against Kenny at first because he didn't want someone to come in and
take his shine.
Yes. Push him out and make people appreciate him less or care about him less. I think Ben considers Russell Wilson someone that he was competing with. Like in the all-time ranking of quarterbacks, I do think that there are people that would rank Russell Wilson ahead of Ben. I would not, but they're like at least in the same category. And so I don't think Ben would mind if Russell Wilson's career pretty much came to a screeching halt in Pittsburgh and that was the end of it. So I know if I were in his shoes, I'm just calling it out.
I think they were very close. And if they obviously hadn't screwed up the Super Bowl, Russ has two, he has two.
I mean,
I think Russ would be slightly ahead of him heading into the Denver tenure.
I'm a competitive guy. If I wasn't friends with someone and knew that I was getting compared to this person, I would want people to think that I'm better than him. I would not be a fan of that person if we were pitted against each other and ranked against each other by Hall of Fame committees and things like that. I would not be I would not want him to do well. Now, unless I was friends with the person or like the guy, that would be different.
Even if you were friends with the guy, you'd still want people to think you're better than him.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's not someone who came into the league like 10 years after Ben or is so far better like Patrick Mahomes, where I think even Roethlisberger acknowledges like the guy is just cut from a totally different
piece of granite. He's just built different,
piece
as
of granite.
They say.
Yeah.
No, Russ is comparable. I mean, I thought Russ's like career peak statistically looked better than Ben's because he had some wild years in there. You know what I think Ben, if I had to guess, also probably finds tiresome? Some of the Russ like
corniness?
Yes. Yes, I think he would find some of that to be a little much. And I say that as somebody that felt like some of the things Ben did to celebrate were a little corny.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In an efficient manner. He's used his legs when he's needed to rather than being so reliant on it. He hasn't hurt their offense to get so far behind the... I've said this. I think Justin should be their starter, and I think they could beat basically anybody with him.
Dan Orlovsky, he has turned into Justin Fields' biggest fan as far as the national media goes. They can beat anybody with him. Don't turn back now. Don't go to Russell Wilson when healthy. Ride out the storm with the 25-year-old Justin Fields. So that's Orlovsky, and that turned heads when he said that today on McAfee Show. Another McAfee Show member has the exact opposite stance. That would be one Mark Cabali, who instead has compared Justin Fields to guys like Mike Tomczak, Jim Miller.
Did he throw a Kent Graham in there?
Kent Graham.
Who else?
Charlie Batch.
We're talking just Steelers backups?
Steelers backups, baby.
They are using him as a legit backup quarterback. They just don't want him to lose games. And I don't think we've learned much of anything we didn't know about Justin Fields than we did 4 months ago or 5 months ago when he came in here. I mean, they're not good putting him in opportunities to win games. Look at that second half, man. They didn't give him any opportunity. They're putting 8-9 guys in the box, playing one high safety. They're daring him to throw the ball, and they don't want him to throw the ball. They're looking for him not to make that mistake rather than him to go out there and try to make some big plays. In the first half, that was a little bit different. The second half, it's not. So I don't think they are putting him in position to win the game.
Okay, let me. My rebuttal back to Mark would be this: Did they sign Mitch Trubisky originally to be their starting quarterback when they first signed him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the game plan with him was to not lose the game.
Yes.
They drafted Kenny Pickett with a first round pick to be their franchise quarterback.
Yes.
And then they asked him to not go out. And lose the game.
Yes.
I'm sensing a pattern here. I think since Mike Tomlin was able to seize back control of the offense post Ben Roethlisberger, when he did not have to butt heads with a man who had won two Super Bowls and was on his way to the Hall of Fame and wanted to do things his way, and I think Tomlin acquiesced to what Ben wanted to do because he respected Ben and knew he had to do that to coexist with Ben. Now that he has carte blanche, if you will, I think he's going to do it his way, which is, this is the strategy I believe in. More NFL games are lost than won, and my quarterback is going to play that way, not because I think that guy is a backup, but because I think that's the best way to play to win. Whether it's a first-round pick, a former first-round pick, or a future Hall of Fame quarterback who's not Ben. I think that's just Tomlin. I think he would have had Russell Wilson play the same exact style in the first two games. He would have had Russell like not take any chances in the second half of the Denver game.
It's just such an outmoded concept. You can get away with it against, you know, Denver. I guess their Falcons win honestly becomes a lot more impressive.
But Cabali,
given what they did
Cabali
last night,
said it as if it was like a shot
at Fields, and
at
you
Fields.
Think it's not. It's a shot at Tom. It's really a reflection of Mike.
Do you disagree with me on that?
No, I don't. I think that they would have a different approach with Russ, only insofar as he would throw the ball more because he can't run like Fields. But I do think the through line with all of this is Mike feeling like defense, running game, don't turn the ball over is still a recipe for success. And I've had the same gripe with that I had since the first time it came up as a topic. It can beat a decent number of the teams on your schedule. More than half of them, because he doesn't have losing seasons. But the best teams in the league late in the year and into the playoffs are going to beat you when you try to play
that. So now you're
way.
Disagreeing with Orlovsky, who says they can beat anybody with Fields.
Well, you could say that about any quarterback, basically. Kenny Pickett could have had the game of his life and beaten the Chiefs. Russell Wilson beat the Chiefs and the Bills last year.
Yep.
If I wanted to go out after Dan, I'd say, hey, remember the guy that you don't think should be the quarterback? He beat the Super Bowl champ and routinely one of the best teams in the league last season. And he played well in both games.
I think you know what he means, though. Like, not like in any given Sunday motif, but more like this guy gives you a chance
The guy's ceiling, athletic ability, and ability to make plays when things go foobar on your original play call does give him sort of an angle to his game that a limited number of quarterbacks in the league have. Like, I think Stroud is one of the best players in the league now at the position. Honestly, though, C.J. Stroud can be beaten the way many traditionally great quarterbacks can be beaten. You get C.J. Stroud moving, he's much less of a player.
If you were Mike Tomlin, who would you view as the number one quarterback on the Steelers roster, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? 412-928-9370. Has Justin Fields changed your mind enough in 2 weeks where you would look at him now as the starter moving forward? 412-928-9370. Here is Mike and Shaylor. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
He has not only changed my mind, I'm going to go ahead and say he's confirmed what I wanted all along when they acquired both of those guys. This is the guy who should be the starter. He is the guy who is going to give a young offensive line the best chance to come together and become cohesive when we're seeing breakdowns. I love the idea of continuing to roll with him, especially if they win this weekend. I think you got to roll with him. I love the idea of keeping Russell Wilson as a trade piece. I look at this as being something where, this is an element that we have one of the most talented rosters in the league from top to bottom on both sides of the ball. Don't put somebody in there who's going to lose the game. Put somebody in there who's going to let the rest of their team play to their strengths, because T.J. Watt is one of the best players in the league, and as long as we got him, we can beat anybody. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Fields has cut down the sacks big time through two games. So he's been sacked four times. That's two a game. Do the easy math. That would be 34 sacks at the end of the year. That would be the lowest sack total of his career. His rookie year, he was sacked 36 times. He only started 10 games. The year after, he was sacked a league high 55 times in just 15 starts. Last year, it was 44 and 13. So is he holding onto the ball just as long and getting away with it? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that has been one of his bugaboos, that he holds onto the ball too long and it turns into not just turnovers, but also sacks. It's for him just four in two games. If you add up the amount of times he was sacked last year and also turned the ball over, 44 sacks plus 9 interceptions, that would be 53. Plus, let me see how many fumbles he lost last year. Yes, Malzi?
I've got stats. Well, you ask for stats, and I try to become the stat man. He is getting rid of the ball through two games, not exactly a robust sample size, quicker than he ever did before.
Good.
He is at 2.9 seconds. His rookie year, 2.91. Then it got to 3.12. Then it ballooned all the way up last year to 3.23. He is getting rid of the ball in a demonstrably more concise fashion.
And honestly, anything over 2.5 is more than coaches want.
Unless you're Mahomes and you're 2.97 and no one cares because
you're running
a wizard. Yeah, although Stroud was 3.04 last year, like, there's some good quarterbacks who were up high last year.
Yeah, but you see the place he can make too in situations like
Lamar
that.
Lamar was 2.9. The Pastronaut was 2.95.
Who?
The Pastronaut.
Who's that?
Donnie. Should he know who the Pastronaut is?
Is that our boy Josh Dobbs?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Tua, 2.36, fastest in the league last year.
Hawk Tua. She's still making the rounds.
Man, she has like a pot. I saw her doing celebrity poker. Like, how overextended is she going to get? She was just, it literally was like a Twitter.
So
feed,
how did
right?
you become
like,
famous? Well, I talked about oral sex. Not good enough for us. Come play some five card stud.
I mean, how much different is that than Kim Kardashian? I had sex on camera.
True.
But no, she was on like a Twitter feed and it was literally, Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl, wins a big pot. I'm like, what are we doing here?
412-928-9370. Here's Tom next. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Tom.
I think that Mike Tomlin today at his press conference showed the professional that he is, how he handled the Broderick Jones controversy and how he handled the quarterback controversy. He, if you play back earlier in the conference where his first questions were asked to him about Broderick Jones, he said how he supports him and how he's going to, work through what he has to work through. And then he clarified at the end that
who's the better of the two quarterbacks in your opinion?
Better of the two quarterbacks is Justin Fields at this point. and according to Russ is not healthy.
Okay, I don't care, but I'm asking you right now who you think is better.
I think Justin Fields is the best quarterback that we have right now.
You keep saying
right
now,
let me change it then. If you had to make a bet by the end of the year who the better of the two quarterbacks will be, who would you go with?
Justin Fields.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Right.
That was kind of a torturous process to get that answer.
Is Chris next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
A little insight on Justin Fields. 2 years ago, being with Chicago, they were getting hammered left and right. Then during the offseason, they signed DJ Moore. The first three games of last year, they were doing nothing but draws, delay draws, bubble screens. And the conferences of the reporters were going, Justin, how do you feel about all of this short game passing? And he basically ended up, he threw Getsy under the bus and said, listen, I can throw the ball. I need to be proven that I can. His next two games, he threw 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, over 600 yards passing. Unfortunately, the following game, he injured his thumb and missed 3 games. During that season, he got DJ Moore the most touchdowns and most receiving yards, and same thing with Cole Kmet.
So you think he's better than Wilson is what you're telling us, and should be the starting quarterback.
Where Wilson is now with his age and his game, Justin Fields is better.
Thank you, Chris.
That guy felt. I was completely sidetracked and distracted there. He sounded like he could have been an extra on a Saturday Night Live Bears Ditka skit.
Oh, so you think that was a guy that roots for the Bears who called in just to give us input on his Bears career?
Did you hear his accent? That's like as Chicago as an accent gets.
Let me tell you something. But hold, that's fascinating. So Bears fans are so intrigued by what's going on with Justin Fields here that they're now listening to our show because of it?
Donnie, don't you have that Derek Bell guy on who breaks down film, Steelers_DB?
I've had him on before, yeah.
Yeah, he's a film guy. He's like one of the serious Steelers film guys, Pony.
Okay.
He had a tweet out there today that said the following about Justin Fields. He essentially said, there's a lot of Bears fans that still really rock with Justin Fields. It's kind of crazy how many followers and subscriptions I've gotten over the past month from that fan base just because of Fields-centric content. They can't quit Justin Fields in some circles in Chicago.
Do you think there would be a lot of Steelers fans if Kenny Pickett were playing for the Eagles right now that would be doing the same thing with him? They'd be eavesdropping on WIP's shows to hear what they were saying about Kenny?
Yes.
And they'd be calling in to defend Kenny and whatnot?
Yes. If the hosts they felt like were being unfair, they would be calling in. I think Jan who called
Jan,
our show earlier today.
I just
today.
Thought about Jan.
Really good Zach Frazier, obviously, in his second game. And Spencer at left guard playing in place of Isaac. We just got some young people that are really representing themselves in a positive way.
One of them is not Broderick Jones. Read between the lines there, Mike Tomlin at his press conference. Tomlin takes at 5:30. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency today. Zach Frazier, even Spencer Anderson giving love. He talked about Fautanu before that. Broderick Jones is in the doghouse. He's going to practice at left tackle and right tackle. He's on the bench. The depth chart reflects that. He's now listed as the backup tackle. The depth chart at quarterback still reads Russell Wilson 1, Justin Fields 2. But Tomlin acknowledged today that it was close before the season started between those two guys and that he's really not ranking his quarterbacks right now because he doesn't have to. Russell Wilson hasn't even received medical clearance from people yet. And he answered that question here when he said that it wasn't hard to tell Russell Wilson he couldn't play against Denver because, well, the doctors did that for him.
It's not hard at all. You know, he hadn't had medical clearance at this point, and so there's no judgment component of it. In terms of getting to know him, it's been a pleasure. You don't have the type of career that Russ has had without behaving in a certain way. I know that. Any of us in our business knows that. And it's just cool to see that behavior, that professionalism, that approach to business that makes his type of career happen. And it's good for young guys to see it, to glean from it, to learn from, but also to mimic it. And so it's just really good to have veterans around that have been to the mountaintop, if you will, professionally and seen a lot and experienced a lot. It's helpful on a lot of levels.
That's why I don't think that they would be the ones who started any kind of trade conversation with Miami. even if Tomlin likes Fields more, he's putting a value on the Russell Wilson presence, just having him around as a veteran player and guys being able to see how he goes about his business even when he's not starting. For example, when he's out on the field warming up 3 hours before kickoff in a game he knows he'll play no part in.
Still easily the most visible non-Justin Fields quarterback on the Steelers bench. Kyle Allen, he might as well have not existed, even though he was the backup. You think if Fields...
guys want to make Kyle Allen one next man up, if Miami is willing to give
offer. The helmet rule, right? The helmet rule is the same in NFL as college. If it pops off, you got to sit a play.
Yes.
If Fields...
Like Yarnell coming
that's
in
what
for
I mean. Yeah, that's what
Eli
I was thinking
Holstein.
Of. Right. If Fields has a run and for some reason he gets hit and his helmet, he's not hurt at all, but his helmet just falls off. Do you think Russ is just so locked in that he tries to like quickly grab his and run into the game? Because I think he absolutely would have. I think he would have been so in the moment, he would have been running in there.
Well, remember, that's how Peyton Manning got his job back.
Osweiler the year they won the was Super ready. Bowl. Yeah, and then
he just beat him
off.
to the huddle. They ended up coming back and beating the Chargers that day, and then he never looked back.
One of my all-time favorite pictures.
Like a dead man on a stretcher
like
to a Super Bowl.
Weekend at Bernie, yes.
Although he did make that throw.
Against the Steelers, yeah. Yes.
Tomlin, we'll get back to calls here. Tomlin, today, defending the conservative play calling. Defending why they only had three first downs in the second half. Why they were ultimately outgained by Denver. Why they only have one touchdown in two games. And why this is the way they should be engineering victory.
That's not only reflective of his capabilities and mindset. That's probably reflective of our mindset as a collective. We want to be aggressive in terms of going downfield, but we also want to be prudent because incomplete passes and things of that nature get you behind the sticks. And we've been in hostile environments through 2 weeks that we wanted to minimize. It's important, guys, in September that you avoid third and long, particularly if your first two games are on the road. We have been really thoughtful and intentional about our approach to business through the first 2 weeks because of environmental reasons and our lack of collective development and the number of young people that we've had in some significant positions like center and left guard and so forth.
All right, so the first part of that was him saying that's why you have to grade Justin Fields on a curve and also why you have to view his decisions through the prism of it's us dictating or instructing him on what to do and not Justin Fields.
He's not pulling punches, we're pulling them for him.
We're pulling the strings. I'm the puppeteer and he's the marionette.
It's funny that I see this right now. Andrew Siciliano, who is now the voice of the Browns on the radio.
Congratulations on all his lack of success.
Wait, you didn't know that he had taken that job?
Yeah, but I mean, you go from being the red zone host to doing Browns games?
Ugh. I think he's a Clevelander by birth.
Ugh.
I'm not going to linger on this one, because if I say any more, you're going to feel bad. Anyway.
Are you going to make fun of his ears next, Malzi?
No, I'll tell you off the air. Most passing attempts, though, he has this stat out through 2 weeks. Jared Goff, 83. Deshaun Watson, 79. Bo Nix, 77. Matt Stafford, 76. Lamar Jackson, 75. Combined record, 2-8 of those passers.
Yep.
How many passes has Justin Fields, pop quiz, attempted through 2 weeks? I'll give you the answer, 43. So
I think Herbert has fewer than that.
Okay, there's not many, though. And the two teams who have very few passes attempted, 4-0.
Chargers and Steelers.
Grand and panned. There have only been 5 300-yard passing games through 2 weeks. There were 15 through the first 2 weeks of 23. I know that's partly dictated by are you trailing in the game, but teams that are still trying to fill it up through the air aren't having as much success as they usually do.
It's hard for me to get on anybody for not doing something that they're either not allowed to do or not supposed to do. So to critique Justin Fields and say he's not throwing for enough passing yards, that's really out of his hands right now. They're not calling plays that allow for him to do that. They're not calling enough passing plays, period, as you just pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
So if your issue is Justin Fields isn't lighting it up or putting up good enough stats, to me that's more like go up the chain of command here and call out the head coach for that. Not the quarterback.
I think everyone's million-dollar question with Fields is, what is it going to look like when they cut him loose a little bit or turn him loose? And maybe more to the point, when are they going to turn him loose in the passing game? The answer to the second part is They're not going to do that until they absolutely have to.
Sorry, I got another text from Crypto. They want me to register to vote.
Are you going to tell them about your feelings on fracking?
They want me to stand with Crypto today.
What's another hot button issue that you could tell them that you're much more concerned about and then hit them with a how you like them apples?
Reproductive rights?
Oh, that would get weighty very quick.
Stand with Crypto.
What if you say something?
The coming election will shape the future of cryptocurrency in America. Our country will be doomed without your help.
I think you should hit them back I think you should hit them back with, what the heck is crypto going to do about inflation?
Said, hey, crypto
they've put hard times on us
here.
What
the hell are you doing about those Russian submarines and the buffer zone
right now?
Oh, yeah, they need to get things out of the buffer zone.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.